Jesus was a historical character. He lived in a specific place, at a specific time, and did very specific things. He's someone that you can study with history and anthropology and archaeology. But Jesus is not a historical figure, merely. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and yes, forever, according to the Bible. In him we live and move and have our being, St. Paul says. I will be with you always until the end of time, was the Lord's promise. So Jesus is both this figure that we can talk about in history, and he is also current events because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who can collapse space and time to create an eternal now. Because of the Spirit, whenever we hear that word proclaimed, it's not just ancient texts, but this is current events being taught to us in our circumstance. As we gather around the table of the Lord, because of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is really present to us, just as he was to Peter and Andrew and Mary Magdalene and Salome. And because of the Holy Spirit, where two or three are gathered in his name, Jesus is in the midst. In the Holy Spirit of God, we are invited to have this personal, this intimate, this close relationship with Jesus. As he said on that first Easter night, when he went into that closed room with the fear-filled disciples, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the breath of God which comes into your life. And because they had received the Holy Spirit, they knew that Jesus would be with them, just as truly as he was with them walking the dusty roads of Galilee. With them in a new and different way, but with them. And that is the legacy that the disciples, the apostles, those first Christians handed on to us, that Jesus is with us in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so on this Pentecost Sunday, we have to let that Spirit of God, that Spirit of Jesus, fill our minds and hearts. We at times really feel that Spirit, don't we? I mean, sometimes perhaps when you're trying to make a decision, try to decide what God wants you to do, you rely on the Spirit to give you the insight that you need so you can make a good decision. Or maybe it's at the birth of a child and you feel that Spirit of God and joy at new life. Or you find that you can genuinely be forgiven because of the power of the Spirit. We are people then that have been given this great gift of knowing that in the Spirit of God, we, in every move we make, and in every step we take, have Jesus walking with us. But did you notice that Spirit of God is not merely given for our own personal consolation, our own little good feelings, but rather that Spirit of God sends us on a mission. Did you notice what Jesus said? He said, receive the Holy Spirit. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. That's why we have the Spirit. That's why we have the Spirit, so that we can continue that mission that Jesus had of bringing into this crazy and insane world good news. Good news that love is possible, healing is possible, mercy is possible. We are being sent then, as Jesus was sent, and we are called then to bring all that we have received into the circumstances of our life. How do we do that? How are we supposed to respond when we hear this message that we are sent? The very first thing, I don't know whether you noticed it, but the very first thing Jesus says, okay, you receive the Holy Spirit, I'm going to breathe on you, get the Holy Spirit, then you're going to be sent, and then you have to be in the forgiveness business, right? Isn't that what Jesus said? As first things he says, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained. But the forgiveness business is a tough business to be in. Oh, it is hard to forgive. Forgiving is costly. Forgiving makes you feel like that the pain I went through, was it not significant? Does this guy get a pass? Forgiving makes you feel vulnerable that you might be hurt again. Forgiving challenges you in ways you don't want to be challenged. Happily, being in the forgiving business does not depend on our own ability and our own strength and our own willpower. We can be in the forgiveness business because Jesus has said, you have the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that's going to enable you to forgive. And it's kind of like the image that kind of came to me was we can't bring good news into the world until we get rid of the weeds. You know how you're getting your garden ready now? The first thing you have to do is you have to go out there and pull the old stalks out and get all the stuff out of the way before something new can happen. And I think that's why Jesus starts off sending his disciples forth, sending us forth, by saying, let's clean up the garden. Let's prepare the soil. Let's get ready to bring this message. So how do we do that? How do we do that? The epistle today from St. Paul tells us that there isn't any template that we all fit in. There isn't any master plan, but that it's going to be unique to each one of us, how we do it. St. Paul says there are different gifts, but they all come from the Spirit. And so how we're going to fulfill our mission of being sent, how we're going to fulfill our mission of bringing God's good news into the world is going to depend on who we are, what we've been through, how we live. For some, maybe we are sent to talk with others about the questions that they have in life. Some perhaps are being sent to bear witness to what the Spirit of God is doing in their life as they reach out to those who are in need. Some maybe are sent to remain faithful in a world where there are so many counter voices to those of the gospel. Some perhaps just show the Spirit of God in their life by hanging in there in the midst of trials and tribulations. It's going to be unique for everyone. There's a great scene in the biography of Teresa of Lisieux where she is searching for what her call is. How am I supposed to do this? How am I being sent? And she realizes her call is simply to love. To love. So this is our task, I think, this Pentecost Sunday. This is our task. Are we going to respond to the Spirit of God in our life in whatever way we can? And as St. Peter found out, on that first Pentecost Sunday, we have to let this good news happen in a way that people get, that people understand. There isn't some blueprint that they have to buy. Instead, we have to make sure that they get it in their circumstance. Maybe it's going to be in the language of witness. Maybe it's going to be in the language of service. Maybe it's going to be in the language of fidelity, or the language of love. But however it is for us, on this Pentecost, we are being sent to bring good news into our homes, our neighborhoods, and yes, to the ends of the earth. Amen.